the rest of the story. The Pony Express rider galloped off in a cloud of dust, his pouch bulging with mail bound for the far frontier. Every 15 to 20 miles, he would encounter a postal station. But after a hard day's journey, another rider on a fresh mount will relieve him. The first leg of the main postal route will cover more than 350 miles through populated areas wherever possible. Maintenance of the roads and safety of the riders are as important to the postal system as prompt delivery of the mail. Did I say roads? Oh, yes. The main Pony Express route, your probable misconceptions notwithstanding, the main road was practically paved. Now the rider is approaching the Halles River. There are gates through which he must pass before fording a stream. As many times as he has passed this way, he's no less impressed, no less reassured by the size of the armed guard at this particular post. Now the next leg of the main route's almost 400 miles. The riders, all told, will pass 28 stations in its course, and the complete main postal route of the Pony Express, 81 courier stations, 1,230 miles. We know so much about the original Pony Express, not from reading Postal Service records, but from the account of one thoroughly dazzled historian. Nothing mortal travels as fast as they, he wrote, a century ago. Nope, not a century ago. 25 centuries ago. For you see, the writer who recorded in such fascinating detail the system and the saga of the first full-scale Pony Express was the Greek historian Herodotus, who lived from 484 to 424 B.C., and the swift and dauntless express riders whose duties he described were Persian. In fact, so remarkably efficient was the Persian postal system that the ancient Romans were inspired to emulate it. But this is the rest of the story. One night when the 20th century was young, Bill Kendall was curled up in bed with a good book. He was reading selections from Herodotus, including the great historian's essay on the Persian Pony Express. And therein, one line particularly impressed him. So much so that years later, Bill would recall it, and he would order it inscribed above the stone frieze of a building that he was commissioned to create. William Mitchell Kendall was an architect, you see, and the masterpiece to which I refer, once described as the greatest building of its kind in the world, was the New York City General Post Office. But until today, you would have bet almost anything that you knew about the motto of the United States Postal Service, but you don't. Because, you see, the United States Postal Service has no motto. And still the phrase that you and millions like you have come to accept as such came from the cornice of Manhattan's post office building, because Bill Kendall put it there. Here are the words: neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. That's what it says, but it was describing the postmen of Persia who rode like the wind over a route covering more than 1,200 miles 2,500 years ago. And now you know the rest of the story.